injury updates after a hard-hitting Wednesday night. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, January 8th, 2021. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us. Results from Thursday's NXT UK are straight ahead in this update, but first, some sad news to pass along. Pro Wrestling's Manager of Champions, Bobby Davis, has died. A pioneer and a prodigy, the sharp-dressed Davis was best known for his time at the side of the original Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers. Davis was still in his early 20s when he played a key role in building up the 1961 match of the century between Rogers and Pat O'Connor. Bobby Davis was 83. There's encouraging news for MLW's Septimo Dragon. He suffered serious injuries in a hit-and-run crash in Mexico late last month. Septimo's father told the Mexican newspaper El Sol de Salamanca his son was set to undergo a fourth surgery that would allow him to be moved out of intensive care.
WWE.
An injury update following Wednesday night's NXT. Kyle O'Reilly indicated on Twitter that he did not suffer a broken jaw in his unsuccessful challenge of NXT champ Finn Balor. Tonight's SmackDown has a pair of title matches. Big E defends the Intercontinental title against Apollo, and the Street Profits put their tag belts on the line again against Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Ben Carter made his in-ring debut for WWE on Thursday's NXT UK, but he came up short in a cruiserweight title match against Jordan Devlin. Ginny is the new number one contender for the NXT UK women's title. She beat Piper Niven with an assist from a new ally, Joseph Connors. Next week's show will see Walter defend his UK championship against A-Kid.
AEW.
The leg injury Nick Jackson apparently suffered on Wednesday's Dynamite, not as bad as originally reported. Brian Alvarez from Wrestling Observer and Figure 4 Online had an update Thursday that Nick has a leg contusion and shouldn't miss any time.
Ring of Honor.
Maria Kanellis hosted a live AMA on Thursday, and she was asked what she would change about Ring of Honor.
Where's the women's division? I know that there was probably some very big plans at the beginning of last year for the women's division, and with everything that happened, it just didn't get put into play.
That clip from the ROH Facebook page. Maria also said she's been scouting female talent and expects a full reboot when Women of Honor finally returns. The latest name sticking with ROH is Bateman. The company announced Thursday he's re-signed with the company. And by the way, this weekend's ROH TV is a Best of 2020 episode. The COVID-19 pandemic creating all sorts of new issues for promotions around the globe. In Japan, a one-month state of emergency is now in effect in and around Tokyo. This is in response to a record-setting surge there in COVID-19 cases. Attendance for large-scale events is now capped at 50% capacity, or a maximum of 5,000 people. But the bigger issue for promotions is that they're now being asked to not let events run later than 8 p.m. As a result of that, Dragon Gate is moving up the start time for its Korakuen Hall shows next Tuesday and Wednesday. DDT Pro is going ahead with its show Saturday at Korakuen, but it says its shows later this month are under review. DDT Pro also announced that Jun Akiyama will be out of action until at least the end of the month for arthroscopic knee surgery. Noah says its show on Sunday will go on as scheduled, and it's not planning any changes during the state of emergency. And New Japan has announced no changes to its three Road to New Beginning shows at Korakuen Hall later this month. New Japan also had an update on Hiroshi Tenzan. He was stretchered out of New Year Dash after being attacked by the Empire. New Japan said Tenzan was treated for a neck injury, but it's not thought to be serious. Tonight's New Japan Strong has fresh in-ring content, headlined by a six-man tag, Brody King and the Regal Twins versus JR Kratos, Danny Limelight, and a mystery partner. And finally, Impact Wrestling announced Thursday that Matt Stryker will be one of the co-hosts for its virtual fan fest during the Hard to Kill pay-per-view coming up on January 16th. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, January 8th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.